Today is Saturday, January 13th, 2018, and this...
Well, like I said, I was sorry I had to go out to Vegas when I did.
...is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 631.
Las Vegas,
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. I just remembered something.
What?
We were going to do our Vegas wishes for the year this week.
Yeah,
We aren't.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about it.
Whoops.
Oh, well, we'll do it next week. Remind me next week.
Okay.
Do it next week. Remind me after the show and I'll put it in the notes for next week.
All right.
Oh, well, it'll happen next week. It's still January next week, so that's okay. We got some news, we've got some trip stuff to talk about, we've got some phone calls, so we have an action-packed show anyway. We'll proceed with that instead.
Okay.
All right, before we jump into news, want to thank a few people for their support. Of course, as I mention every week, this podcast is listener-supported by fine folks, including the following: Glenn, Jason Eichmann, The Mayor Pete, Greg Prince, Jed Blaugrund, Lisa, Peter Erickson, and my favorite name of any of our contributors, Pencil Tucky Low Roller. Thank you all so much, and thank you to all of our Patreon patrons for their support this week and every week. On Patreon, you can support the show on a monthly basis, and occasionally we will throw you some bonus content as our way of saying, hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can visit patreon.com/500 for details, and there's a Patreon link on our website at 500bymidnight.com if you are interested in checking that out. And thank you to all of our patrons throughout 2017 and now in 2018 as well.
Yay.
Alrighty. So, we're going to start off with a couple rumors this week.
Rumor Watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
I don't know if this is technically a rumor because I'm making it up right now.
Are you?
Yeah. It's not out there in the ether. It's something that I am making up. I am proclaiming as a rumor based on a little nugget of information that I heard the other night.
Okay.
I was listening to and live tweeting during the mayor's annual State of Vegas address.
I think some people were confused by that. I think,
which is great. My mission is accomplished if people weren't sure whether my tweets were serious or not.
And the city of Vegas was responding to you and Misnomer.
Yes. So last year's highlight was when Downtown Grand retweeted my State of Vegas update where I said the mayor attributed Downtown Grand's esports initiative to its 100th visitor. This year's highlight was when I tweeted that the mayor credited the city's one-of-a-kind Jobs for Skanks employment program for placing former Girls of Glitter Gulch employee, 37% of Girls of Glitter Gulch employees in new positions within 18 months. And they responded, not true. And I should have responded then and said, sorry, 36%. Oh. That would have been better. And
That would have been good.
I wasn't on my toes. I didn't do that, but regret. But anyway, one little, most of the speech was, hey, we had other than the October 1st thing, we had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
And thanking a lot of people and blah, blah, blah. Nothing much to it, but there was one. She makes side comments, Mayor Goodman. She will occasionally go off script a little bit. And one of the things that she said that perked my ears up was discussing development downtown. She credited El Cortez with kicking that off about 10 years ago with Cabana Suites.
Mm-hmm.
When they purchased that shitty motel or hotel and turned it into Cabana Suites. And then,
which are nice. We've stayed in them.
Yes. Yep. Highly recommend them. Said that that was kind of the start of the big redevelopment push downtown. But then, just brief off-script comment, she said something to the effect of, and I have a feeling they might be at it again soon. Just a hunch I have. Which, you know, the mayor knows stuff.
Yeah.
Because she's talking to people who are doing things, and they may have said, oh, we've got some plans coming along. And so the rumor that I'm starting, based on nothing other than that little side comment, is that sometime soon we will be hearing about El Cortez additional expansion or redevelopment. Something new, more hotel rooms, something of that nature. They do have some land they could build on if they wanted to. That big parking, well, fairly good-sized parking lot right next to the Cabana Suites.
Mm-hmm.
They could do something with that. We'll see. Time will tell. So it's not really a true rumor. It's more of a, this could happen. Keep your ears open. We had a similar thing with Downtown Grand, and that came true, where we began hearing that they were interested in building another hotel tower, and that's happening. So perhaps this will happen with El Cortez, too. And then we can just pat ourselves in the back, and it'll be a big masturbatorial look what we said.
Just like we were first.
Just like all the other Las Vegas blogs. And,
I like it better when we have a 500 exclusive that's just like...
Nobody gives a shit about. Yeah. Those are my favorites, too. I know. Those are the best. We haven't had one of those in a while, have we?
I don't think so.
Like some game show putting, you know,
right.
Coming to the link or something. Yeah. All right. So we're going to have... Well, let's do another rumor watch. Should I do the thing again? Why not?
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Yeah, it's probably not bullshit. This one's probably accurate, but it's being published as fact, but it's still a rumor because it hasn't been officially announced. And the source is Us Weekly, which...
Stars, they're just like us.
Is that what they're... What is... Is Us... It's like People Magazine, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all... Nonsense.
I think they've got a segment though that show famous people doing
like washing their cars.
Washing their cars, going to the grocery store or whatever.
Oh, that'd be entertaining. So Us Weekly is reporting that Britney Spears has already signed a contract to return to Las Vegas. Of course, her long-running show at Planet Hollywood just ended less than 2 weeks ago, and this is something we speculated about that. Yeah, just because she's going away doesn't mean she won't be back. It sounds like she's going to probably hit the road for a year. And then 2019, according to this rumor, she will be returning to Las Vegas, but not at her previous Planet Hollywood home. Rather, the Park Theater, which is lining up quite an impressive roster of resident performers and yep. would be a good fit. So I would be tempted to maybe see Britney again in a new surrounding.
I'd be fine with that.
It was a really good time when we saw her before.
Yep.
And the show would be different. They're speculating that the show, I don't know if it was there or somewhere else, the show might be related to the 20th anniversary of her first album, Baby One More Time. All right. As we know, Chris Angel is leaving his comfortable confines of Luxor in just a few months in October. And that leaves an opening in the entertainment sphere at Luxor, and also opens the door for yet another new Cirque du Soleil show. I shouldn't say that. I don't dislike Cirque du Soleil shows in general, but
I'd like to see something a little different.
We've got enough of them. Well, you might see something different, even though it has the Cirque du Soleil name on it. Whatever they're developing is going to be different than the typical Cirque show, according to a report from Johnny Katz earlier this week. Apparently, one of the officials from Cirque said they are developing something. It will not be another magic show.
Just like Chris Angel?
Just like Chris Angel, it will have no magic. However, the surprise is no acrobats. That's kind of Cirque's thing. They're known for people, you know, flying through the air and flipping shit around in the air and, you know.
Climbing walls.
Crazy roller skate ramps and all kinds of
diving into water.
All kinds of acrobatic stuff. So this will be a non-acrobatic show. I'm curious to see what they come up with. I think it is a good move for Cirque because, as I mentioned, you know, diversifying seems like it might be a good idea. You know, people who are really into Cirque love the idea that there are all these different shows to choose from, but people who love Vegas in general, like myself, might want some broader options. Cirque recently bought Blue Man Group, so that's certainly not an acrobatic show and shows that they are looking at doing a few more things other than just the typical show. Now, they tried it with Chris Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really work out so well.
No.
So we'll see what they come up with. I think they're making this move in part because tickets might not be selling as well as they used to for traditional shows. And the reason I say that is because it's been a lot easier to find discounted Cirque shows in the last couple of years than it used to be. And that's in a great economy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Is it that people have already seen them and...
ticket prices are high? There's probably a multitude of reasons, but yeah, maybe it's just not as novel as it used to be. So something new from Cirque likely coming to Luxor. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a new attraction coming to Las Vegas. It's going to be off-strip, sort of near Stratosphere. It's between I-15 and Stratosphere. And I don't think we'll probably ever do this.
No, but I do not think we will either.
I think it could be successful in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Escape rooms have become very popular. This is an escape room. And my understanding of this is the reason that...
I'm not into this, but I know a few people who are.
I think the reason that they're popular is because HR departments have to find relatively affordable team building exercises.
Yeah.
And this is a way to do it because it already exists. They just bring their people there and drop them off and
done. Go team, build.
So you end up in a room and there are like different puzzles and things that you have to solve in order to figure out how to get out of the room or the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a set amount of time to do it and you have to work together in order to do so. And thus the team building aspect of it.
I fucking hate.
But you don't have to.
Team building exercises.
I know, me too. It doesn't have to be a team building thing. You can go on your own to a lot of these and they will pair you up with other people.
Bring a group of friends.
Yeah. Well, on January 26th, this new escape room in Las Vegas is opening. It is designed around the Saw horror movie themed. So if you're into haunted houses and that kind of thing, this is probably a little bit scarier than your typical escape room in that it has, you know, that whole, like, yeah, you might
horror
get your head
movie thing,
cut off.
And not really, but...
No, it's on their website it says that they take safety very seriously, but... it's developed by the same people who do Fright Dome every year at Circus Circus, which is a long-running haunted house every October and has a good reputation for being a decent haunted house and returns year after year. So that's a good sign as well. The description on part of the description on the website or in the press release, I will read to you so you'll have an understanding of what this is. After entering what appears to be an old abandoned meatpacking plant, guests will be plunged into a world of traps and puzzles where they will need to work together to escape not just a single room, but the twists and turns of an entire building. So maybe a little bit more extensive than your typical escape room experience. I don't know. It seems okay. But the price to me is a little bit inflated. It's $50 for general admission. So if you just want to show up and do it on your own, you and a friend, you and your spouse, whatever, $50 a pop. I don't know what escape rooms typically go for, but I would have expected more like 30.
Mm-hmm.
So that surprised me a little bit. And then if you have a private group, if you have your own group you bring and you want to do it alone without other people, you can do that if you have between 4 and 12 people. But then the rate is $70 per person. So they want to, you know... That's if you want to block it off and not have anybody else involved. If you are interested in this, you can get all the details at sawescaperoom.com. Like I said, it's moderately interesting, even though I don't think we'll ever do it, nor do I really. Eh.
Yeah.
But I think it'll probably do okay. If they promote it heavily, which I would imagine they would, they'll probably get a bunch of people over there. It's interesting because horror-themed things have kind of a mixed... bag in Las Vegas.
Goratorium?
The Goratorium didn't really do well at the Harmon Corner, part of, you know, next to Planet Hollywood. Some of the short-term haunted houses do well enough, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. Fright Dome.
How is the Walking Dead thing doing downtown?
The reviews have not been great, that I've seen, at least. It's getting mixed reaction. People are saying it's kind of...
And I asked you because I know you love zombies.
A little lame, but I don't know. I don't expect that one to last real long. I suspect less than 2 years for the Walking Dead thing, but what do I know? I've been wrong so many times before. So there you have it. An attraction of a different kind that we've been talking about a lot lately is the new esports arena at Luxor, and they have an opening date for that. Finally, it is slated to open in the former LAX nightclub space, and that will be opening on March 22nd. They'll have delicious food because Jose Andres is doing that. And if you like watching other people play video games.
There you go.
There you go. You've got a place. I've heard that it's going to revolutionize the city. I'm not buying into the whole esports thing.
I know.
I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal as people are anticipating in Las Vegas. I know that it's got a huge following that people watch online and all that stuff. I just don't think long term that this is going to be a huge deal in Las Vegas. But we will see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You never know.
All right. Park MGM, we've been talking about that a lot as well. And that is, of course, the Monte Carlo project, transitioning to a new, well, two new hotels, Park MGM and Nomad. And they've announced yet another new restaurant, which is good because right now they have only two. There's a restaurateur named Roy Choi who is going to, that's fun to say, Roy Choi. I wish my name rhymed sometimes. When I was a kid, I had a lot of friends whose names, my best friend was named Terry. Mm-hmm. His sister was Sherry. And I wanted a name that was Airy. But what would it be? Barry? Larry? I don't want to be a Barry or a Larry.
No.
So I don't know what that would have been.
Harry?
That would have been fitting, but no. I don't know. Anyway, Roy Choi, which is fun to say, so I'm going to say it again, has several Los Angeles restaurants, and he is planning to open an as-yet-unnamed restaurant at Park MGM inspired by Los Angeles' Koreatown. I think this might be a good fit for Las Vegas because there's not a ton of Korean restaurants on the Strip. There are some off-Strip, but mm-hmm. if you do a search for Korean restaurants Las Vegas Strip, you don't come up with anything, or much at least. There's probably... I don't want to be flooded with emails of somebody telling me that there's a really good place that serves Korean barbecue in a strip mall down by Fontainebleau or anything like that. But if you're talking about strip resorts, not a lot of Korean restaurants. So there you go. I think you might be filling a niche that is untapped right now on the Strip. So that will be coming along sometime in 2018, and we'll keep an eye on that as well. Finally, one other restaurant note. The popular Jean-Philippe Patisserie at Aria is now simply the Aria Patisserie, and likewise, the Bellagio location is going to follow suit and also will be called Aria Patisserie. Now, that would be really weird. Bellagio Patisserie. So, if you, according to Eater, so if you'd like to, thank you, if you would like to get chocolates or pastries or other sweet things, crepes, they have those there and they're changing their name. And I almost played the This Week in Outrage music over this because I didn't. I decided ultimately not to. But the reaction on the Facebook group was very surprising.
Hmm.
People seemed very upset by this. And then I was like, do they really even, like, outside of this guy's name being on here and that he's a well-regarded, I don't know what the term would be for someone who makes desserts and pastries and things, but confectionery, maybe?
Sure.
I don't know. I would say if his name wasn't on that, would you know who he is? Jean-Philippe Maury, I think his name is.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Is it like Payard that used to be at Caesar's?
I think it's that kind of place, yeah. They have some salads and sandwiches too, but it's mainly known for its cookies and cakes and pastries.
And the chocolate fountain.
And the chocolate fountain at Bellagio. So they're changing the name. They're no longer associated with this particular gentleman, but I suspect there won't be tremendous changes. They'll probably change the menu up, but I doubt that it'll be that extensive. Time will. It's not like he was there.
I wonder about the food.
I don't know.
Will they keep on...
keep on keeping on?
No. Will they keep on similar chefs?
I don't know.
Are those chefs contracted with the hotel or are they contracted with the...
I don't know.
The big dude. I don't know.
I just don't think that it's going to be that big of a change. Yeah. But whenever we went by, they were super busy and we never wanted to stand in line or wait for it. So
exactly. So we're not attached to the place.
No, but... I would imagine over time we will find out if there's a huge difference. Some people mm-hmm. reported it had already been changing and that it had not changed for the better in terms mm-hmm. of like some things being prepackaged.
Yeah, I could see them going the generic way and yeah. just like having it not be as fresh.
We'll see. So that's happening and, you know, change is constant.
Gotta
so what are you going to do?
PGP money coming in, you know.
There you go. Okay. We've got more trip stuff to talk about. Part of our, and I think I'll probably do this through next week. Next week, we're going to do restaurants and bars that we visited. This week, we're going to talk about our accommodations and some gambling and some other fun activities. Specifically, we stayed at Cosmopolitan, and it was a lovely time, wouldn't you say?
I liked it.
So we had booked a Cosmopolitan studio, Terrace Studio, which we stayed in once before, I think. I always get those and the one bedroom, the Terrace one bedroom mixed up. But I think the Terrace one bedroom is the one that has the bathroom that kind of looks out on the terrace. Mm-hmm. So you can go on the terrace and watch somebody take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the one we had booked. We had the other one. So which I was looking forward to staying in. But I decided, you know what, when we check in, just for the hell of it, I'm going to ask them how much they're charging for upgrades. And they threw a number out. I think it was like $115, $120 or something a night.
I think it was higher than that. I think it was like $139.
Was it $139? Okay. Well, that might be the case. I, at that point, said, nah, it's probably a little bit more than I want to spend. We're going to be there 4 nights. I was looking for a terrace studio, or I mean a terrace suite, which is a larger room, but not going all out and saying, hey, how much for a wraparound? I think, did they throw out a price for a wraparound?
I don't think they did.
Okay. Well, for the terrace suite, they threw out the initial thing, $139, and I said, a little too high. And she said, well, how about $100? I'm like, $100 I'll do.
Sold.
So, and I know that there's a bunch of people wincing here that because they hate spending any additional money on rooms than they have to. We don't mind this.
Right.
And there's a reason.
And it was worth it.
There's a couple reasons why we don't mind. First of all, I just like having space in general.
Yeah.
I like waking up in a place where I'm like, oh, this is... I can leisurely get ready and not feel like I'm all cramped. I just like having a nice room to go back to at the end
of
the day.
I enjoy just lounging in the room sometimes.
It's part of the overall experience for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't spend any time in the room. Yep. And for that reason, I don't blame them for not spending a lot in the room.
It was also especially,
or a lot of money on the room.
It was also especially important this trip because the gambling went south. And there were a couple times where like, let's just go back to the room and hang out.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel so bad about doing that because I had a nice place to hang out.
Right.
So I really enjoyed... This is the first time we've stayed in one of these rooms. We had seen one once before because a friend had one and had a little gathering. But this is the first time we had stayed in one. As far as our regular... It was $100 a night on top of what we were paying, would have been paying for the other room. Which we had 2 nights comp, out of offers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then 2 nights, I don't remember even what it was, $160 or something like that. But anyway, we ended up on the 58th floor and we were facing the fountains. Mm-hmm. The terrace is lovely. It's larger than your standard, one bedroom or studio terrace because it's like twice as wide, mm-hmm. 2 rooms.
Yeah. There's a terrace outside your bedroom and a terrace outside the living room area.
Yep. No, our room.
I mean, it's connected, but yes,
it's a lot wider than.
Yeah.
So our room was not remodeled. Cosmo is currently in the process of remodeling all of its rooms and suites, and I didn't mind that it wasn't remodeled.
I didn't either.
It was still in very good condition, and we had the benefit of having the full kitchen, which you will not have in the remodeled rooms. And I like having the full-size fridge, even though, you know what? We didn't really use it, did we?
Yeah.
Do we put anything? Oh, yeah, that's right. You put pancakes in there.
I did.
Are they still there?
No.
Oh.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, you killed them all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought there might be some left still and that you did not... remove them from the fridge. I'm sure that housekeeping would have, but that would be sad if somebody showed up and there were pancakes that had been in there for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
No, that would be kind of a nice treat if somebody else hadn't eaten half of them.
Right.
Anyway.
That would be a nice welcome thing.
Welcome. Here's some cold pancakes.
I don't mind cold pancakes. They're...
Cold pancakes are right up there with cold pizza in my mind, especially if they've had the syrup.
Yep.
If they've soaked in all the syrup.
The syrup congealed. And the butter. Yep.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little snack before you leave the room in the morning if you're not going to have breakfast right away. All right. So 58th floor, great room, not yet remodeled. One of the nice things about these rooms, 2 bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we each had our own. You had the nice big comfy bathroom off of the bedroom and I had the smaller bathroom. I don't need that much space. Yeah. The only downside to the smaller like guest bathroom right when you walk in is the sink is relatively small. There's no counter space with the sink. So
I need counter space.
Well, and I kind of do too because I like to put all my shit out, all my toiletries.
Yeah.
Toothbrush and shaving cream and all that stuff. I like to have that all out. But I wasn't able to do that, so I just had my little bathroom bag.
Your little caddy.
What is that called? I had that on a shelf and had to like take things out and put them back as I needed them.
I did not know that was a hardship for you.
Inconvenience, but not that big of a deal. It was nice to have my own, and it's also nice for me to have it in a different part, not off the bedroom, because I was up earlier than you a couple times.
Always.
I could get ready without feeling like I was disturbing you.
Yeah. Except for the last day when I got up early and packed.
I know, you were up before me. It was very surprising.
It was rare.
Yeah. So yeah, it's nice to have a couple bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Good feature. Mine had did yours have a tub?
Yeah.
Yours had like a
tub and a shower.
Yeah, mine just had the shower, but that was fine. I'm not going to soak anyway.
I'm going to say something weird about the shower. I was fascinated by the shower tiles.
Okay.
Because they had this like multi-chrome thing going on.
Multichrome.
Yeah. So
I'm not familiar with this term. Do describe in great detail, please.
Okay. So if you're into nail polish, this is a thing.
Well, you know I am.
Or if you're into car finishes or paint finishes.
Oh, you're talking my language now, lady.
So multichrome, you look at it at one angle and it's one color, and then you shift it to another angle and it's another color. And so it has all these different really cool dimensions.
Depending on
the
angle of the light.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
I did not notice that in my particular shower.
Oh, I took pictures of the tile because I was...
Oh, I can't wait to look at those later.
Yeah, I bet. And then when the steam would go on, it would go from shiny to matte.
It sounds like you had quite a time in your bathroom.
I did. I enjoyed the colors.
My time in my bathroom was relatively uneventful, which is a good thing.
Which is good.
But I didn't know you had such an enjoyable...
Oh!
An enjoyable romp.
No.
That's not what
it
I meant.
It was not like that.
No, I just like the word romp. It's funny to me.
Have we talked about the toiletries?
No, but please do. I know that this is a big deal for you.
It is.
And you've been known to bring home large amounts of the Bigelow
toiletries.
I'm
trying to get better
Cosmo.
About that. I'm just trying to, like, I was planning to take some home, but not, like, hoard them.
Well, they changed
as I have
their
previously.
Toiletries, which was one of the first things we noticed.
Which ruined my plans.
So now they're, what is it, Five Guys?
Smash
Burger?
It was called Five Something, like Five Wits, maybe.
Okay.
A brand I'm not familiar with, and I have not.
How did it compare in your mind to Bigelow? Is it Bigelow that they've had traditionally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigelow, lavender, and peppermint.
Okay.
Yeah, which they now have at Downtown Grand, so.
Well, that's good. Didn't think as much of the new stuff?
It was okay,
but
it wasn't like, it wasn't horde worthy.
I like the old stuff as well. I used the current stuff, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been as inclined to grab any either, and sometimes I would be like, oh, this smells pretty good, I can use this.
Which might work for them, like, hey,
I know,
people aren't taking as much of the stuff home.
Yeah,
so.
That could be the point, who knows.
It was okay, I mean, it smelled fine, and...
Yeah.
Oh, the mouthwash was disgusting, though.
I did not use the mouthwash.
That was, it was bad.
Cool Ranch flavored?
Yes, Cool Ranch flavored mouthwash. It just had this chemical kind of thing going on, it was not good.
Oh, that's disappointing. So yes, downgrade on the toiletries at Cosmopolitan. The living room in these suites is very spacious. There's like a couch and a chair, decent sized couch, chair. There's a workspace, very nice desk from which I wrote postcards to some of our Patreon patrons.
There's a little breakfast nook with a
There's a table and a little
where I enjoyed my pancakes.
Yeah, built. It's like a built-in little table and booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like that. I hope that stays. I haven't seen the renderings of the new or the photos. I think some of them might be open already of the new rooms. I hope they still have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a nice place to just sit in the morning.
Yep.
And pancakes, we'll talk about them next week. They weren't Dupar's level, but they fit a very specific need.
They were from a different. They
I was
from
satisfied.
Cosmo, where were they from?
They're from Peppermill.
Oh yeah. One of the things that we did quite a bit during this stay that we had not done previously is use Rose, the virtual concierge.
Uh-huh.
I was texting with Rose a lot during this trip.
I don't know if you noticed that. It concerned me a little bit.
I know. I kind of like Rose. I wanted to bring her home. I wonder now if you texted with Rose from here, would it work?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be weird if I developed a creepy relationship? There's a movie about that.
Yeah.
What
the one
movie
with Scarlett Johansson?
No, there was one that I haven't seen that one. I don't think.
Yeah. Wasn't it called Her?
I haven't seen that. There's a TV show or a movie I saw about somebody who texted, who developed their own bot and fell in love with it.
Hmm.
That was interesting. Anyway, so Rose is their virtual concierge. When you check in, they give you a phone number and say you can text this with questions. They told us that because it was Christmas when we checked in, if we texted a package, a picture, like an emoji of a package.
What kind of package?
A gift. My unit. A gift.
Really? Let me hear more about your text relationship with Rose, please.
A gift emoji to Rose. You would get a surprise. It sounded like you'd get some sort of a gift back. And
like a wrapped Christmas gift with a bow on top.
Yes. The problem, so we did this. We both did this. And she said, let me show you around. Go to the lounge, click, and when you get there, type in another word.
Yeah,
and,
like cheers or something.
Well, we didn't get to, it wasn't open at the time.
Yeah.
And by the time we did that, it was the next day.
Yeah.
And then it was just, hey, enjoy the special Winterland beverage. And but it wasn't like it was free.
Yeah.
I think on Christmas Day it might have been free if we had followed up, but I'm not 100% certain.
I don't know that that would have been the best thing for us to do at that juncture.
No, probably not. So it worked out fine. But several times I would, we were laying in bed trying to figure out how the closet light was not go off.
No.
So I texted, and this was one where it was clear that they had to hand it over to a real person. It wasn't the automated thing because it took a little longer to respond. In fact, I didn't get the response till we woke up the next morning.
Yeah.
By that time, it was no longer a problem. It's on a timer. It automatically goes off.
After a few minutes.
And they, but they had responded.
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes after I texted and said it would automatically go off. So it's handy for that kind of thing. And in fact, if I would not have had my required number of pillows already in the room.
Oh, there were so many pillows. It was great.
I would have texted Rose and said, hey, can we get some more pillows instead of calling down to the front desk? So it's handy for that sort of thing. I was a little skeptical of these virtual concierge services, but I really like it. I would use it again. I give Rose many orifices up. She's flirty. It's a flirty concierge.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, it's automated, but it's kind of fun. I'm going to text Rose later and see if it still works.
Okay. What are you going to text?
Maybe I'll do it during the call segment, and we can see live while recording.
All right.
If Rose still works. Please, you seem like you're a little upset about my relationship with Rose.
Just don't text her your package.
No, I won't. I'll send her a gift. I have to see if I still have the number on here. I don't know if I do. I do. And then at the end of our trip, this is the thing. She knows it was the end of our trip.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose because my phone number was in the system. And then at the end of the trip, I got a survey. Rose asked me to complete a survey. So it might not work, but I'm going to try it during the call segment.
All right.
So that'll be fun. Other than that, anything else about the room that you wanted to talk about? Definitely.
Very enjoyable. Would do it again.
I'm sure we will. Cosmo is a wonderful place. I certainly hope that we get some offers from there because Lord knows I lost enough money there this trip.
You and me both. Not as much as you, but...
Yeah. One of the ways that we lost money was playing slot machines.
Yes.
We played a lot of video poker, but we tried some new slot machines as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of your strategy, wasn't it?
It was, and that backfired.
Yeah. It always does. Slot machines, I never do well on slot machines, but I enjoy them anyway.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Well, we played some of the new themed slot machines. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about them briefly. I think most of these, they have at Cosmopolitan. Did you play Elvira at Cosmopolitan or elsewhere?
I played it there.
Okay, so all of these were machines we played at Cosmo. Big Lebowski, which of course is themed after the classic movie Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if it was themed after something else.
I know,
else.
It would be weird. I played this one. It ate my money very quickly.
Mine too. I played it briefly.
Yeah, I got a couple bonuses, just like... random bonuses that come up on screen without
going into a bonus feature.
Yeah, or I guess they'd be like mini bonuses. So there was one where I think it was the White Russian bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even remember what it wasn't that impressive. If you're really into the movie, you're going to like the game.
I think I was drinking a White Russian when I was playing that.
Apropos.
Yeah.
So that's all I can say about it. I didn't play it long enough to really get a true flavor for it, but if you're into themed slot machines and you're a fan of the movie, you'll no doubt like it. The graphics are good. The sound effects are good. It's a well-designed game.
Yeah.
It just didn't do well for me that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to give it a thumbs down. I just probably won't be drawn to it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, drawn to it again.
And I had a similar experience with Elvira. My money did not last very long at all in that.
I was not with you when you played that, or at least I don't remember being with you.
Was it
as boobalicious? Oh, you know what? I was with you. I vaguely remember some jiggly Elviras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her boobs would wiggle.
Yeah. It seemed okay.
How could you not remember her boobies?
I was on a substance.
You were texting with Rose,
I was texting with Rose. I was having an affair with the virtual concierge. Sorry. And then same thing for me with the vacation machines.
Yeah.
The themed... the movie. Location.
I would play those again. I liked those. My money lasted a little longer, but
we both played those, and I did not do well.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do well either, but I found them entertaining.
One thing I noticed about those machines, and these are all video slots. One thing I noticed about those machines is that there was some sort of a bonus where you would hit certain symbols, and then a piece of luggage would fly up on top of the car.
But I never hit the point where the luggage filled up.
No, but that might be a thing that you can look for on those machines. If you have a car with a lot of luggage on it, it might be an advantage when it eventually does hit that bonus round.
That could be.
Because mine already had, I know when I started, my machine had more luggage on it than yours. So it is something that doesn't seem to go away right away after you're done playing. So that might be one of those advantage slot machine things you can take advantage of. The theme was decent. I didn't play for long enough. I didn't get enough bonus rounds to really give it a, to get a good flavor for it.
How did you feel about hearing Holiday Road after being exposed to it?
I haven't been
over the holidays.
Yeah, now that those commercials are no longer airing, I'm okay with it.
Oh, they have an equally annoying one now with some. I bet
who
it's
is it?
Regional.
Is it one of the car manufacturers?
Yeah, it was Honda.
Yeah, I got a little tired of hearing that song.
And it wasn't even the normal version. They changed the lyrics to really stupid shit.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I did not care for it. And I don't care for the little chicky babe who's super enthusiastic about winter.
Push the button. No, not that chicky babe.
Not that chicky babe. The chicky babe in the Honda commercial who's all, I love winter so much, I'm going to sing about it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I've developed a mild tolerance for winter. It still makes me a little crabby, as you can tell.
No, I hadn't noticed.
But
you don't like.
I don't want to be around people who are fucking perky about winter.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm glad that you're not that way, because I would have a hard time dealing with that too.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple slot machines that we got to, that I at least I got to play more extensively, where the bonus rounds were nice to me, were Johnny Cash and Goonies. So I'm going to talk about those a little bit more.
Yeah.
Love them both. Johnny Cash, there's a single machine at Cosmopolitan.
There are two.
There's two.
One's a higher denomination.
Really? I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the one I was playing was kind of closer to the registration area along the wall next to an Elvis machine and some Monopoly.
It was just beyond the fart corridor.
There is one little part of the casino where it smells like farts. That's a thing in Vegas. There are certain air pockets, and it changes throughout the year.
Didn't we mention that last time?
I don't know. But yeah.
But it's worth mentioning again, because... Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of waves of farts. Yeah. It was not good.
I don't think it's actual farts. I think it's just this. It's like a sewage kind of thing. Because that's always been the case since we've been going
to Vegas. But this is inside.
I know, that's
not
little,
outside.
I know. That usually only happens at like Plaza.
Plaza. Or there's one area outside Caesars.
Yes, outside really there are a few. Sometimes outside Flamingo.
Yeah.
The Johnny Cash machines, it's a traditional, more traditional three-reel slot. But it does have some cool video features to it.
It's right next to an Elvis machine.
I had a great time. I played this many times. Sometimes I did well on it. Other times, not so much. But what I liked about it is the bonus features, for me at least, came up quite often.
Yeah, they did.
The main theme of it is Ring of Fire. And there was a Ring of Fire bonus where that one, I believe, was just a randomly triggered thing. And it happened often where all of a sudden the screen would be covered in flames. And the song would start playing and you got some free spins.
Yeah.
And then there was also a Walk the Line bonus where if you got a certain number of specific wild symbols, I don't remember what exactly I did. But then the big one was it spun a wheel at the top, the typical like Wheel of Fortune type wheel. What I had happened during that several times, though, was – or actually it was during the Ring of Fire bonus, I would get the wheel spin.
Yeah.
And then the wheel spin typically was a decent payout or a different bonus or something. So – I had a great time playing Johnny Cash machines. I would give it a thumbs up, even though I don't remember all the specific details of it at this juncture. Really fun machine. If you like Johnny Cash, of course, you're going to like it.
And there were quarter machines.
That one was a quarter machine. Yep.
And I think the other one I saw was a dollar machine.
I was playing Max Bet, which was 10 coins.
Yeah.
10 lines. You could play less if you wanted to. It was it was a lot of fun.
The Elvis one next to it, not as kind.
Now, I like those Elvis machines, but they really suck your money up quickly. I used to play that at the D, or I did a couple times, and it never did well. It never resulted in any sort of long play for me.
And this is a similar one with a wheel at the top. And...
Yep. Another machine that I like because of the frequency of the bonuses was Goonies, after the movie of the same name. And again, random bonuses, just a lot of things happening on the screen. A little bit like the Simpsons machines, in that all of a sudden there'd be something happen randomly and it happened frequently enough to really engage you and keep your attention.
Yeah.
And then eventually when you do get the, so a couple of the like mini bonuses are, there's one where you choose these keys.
Yeah.
And it would, each key would make a different line
wild.
So you could get up to, I don't know if you could ever get all five lines. You get up to four, I think, wild lines. And then there's another one where you selected I don't even know what they were, some kind of bone or something, like, mm-hmm. were they skeleton fingers or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And was it different point totals or something?
I think so.
And then occasionally, randomly, you'd get a multiplier after the bonus round. Mm-hmm. But then the biggest bonus, which I think I only had once or twice, again, it was, now this is a video slot, but it was a spinning the wheel thing, which could lead to different bonus, different sub-bonuses.
Yeah. Kind of like Wonka, where you'd get a bonus and it would...
There you go.
You'd get bonuses within the bonus.
Yeah, different games as part of the bonus round.
Rest in peace, Wonka, you're dead to me.
The best part of it, though, is when you got that main bonus, that sloth came out and spun the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan of that movie, that's what you want to see. You want Sloth to show up.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I didn't necessarily win. I played on it one day for quite a while and ultimately lost my money because that's mm-hmm. the way things go when you're playing slot machines. But lots of fun. If you're looking for a good bonus round, find mm-hmm. the Goonies machines. I recommend them.
Yeah. I liked them. I would play those again.
Yeah. So we had some fun playing slot machines, even though it was part of the trend
of losing.
Gambling bloodbath. But, yeah.
But at least we were, on some of them, at least we were entertained briefly.
Are you not entertained? I was entertained as well.
Yeah. And that's, I don't mind so much if I lose after being entertained
right.
rather than, oh, I'm going to put my money in here and 10 seconds later it's gone.
I was doing okay on some of those generic vibrant machines. I don't know what they were called. The there used to be some machines called Vibrant Butterflies and mm-hmm. Vibrant Sevens, which I played just because they were the name was so silly.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen those in a while. But the same kind of thing where the reels light up in different colors and mm-hmm. flash.
There's one called Magma.
Yeah, you're playing Magma. I didn't like that one. I was playing...
You preferred Smegma.
I never prefer Smegma. Mine had a new, like a Roman numeral after it. It was something two.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Like, oh, the first one was so great, you had to make a sequel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was a bank at Cosmo, and all the machines were like that. They were the illuminated reel type machines. I had fun playing those. I kept getting bonuses, and then the bonus would re-trigger, and you get all these free spins, and sometimes they would be good, and sometimes not so much, but at least we were entertained for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And video poker sucked. So, moving along off of the gambling theme, unless there's anything else you wanted to mention about that?
Nah.
Okay. Oh, one thing I'll say about gambling.
One thing.
When the fun stops, no, I was going to mention this is more of a news item, but there is there's a new version of the Sigma Derby machine that we've talked about in the past. It's been on display at the, what is the gambling convention every year? I can't remember where they debut new slot machines.
Yeah,
it's been on display there the last last couple of years. It's called Fortune Cup. It's a more modern version of the Sigma Derby horse racing machines. They have begun popping up around Las Vegas. There are currently...
there's one at MGM.
MGM Grand. And the Sigma Derby machine is still there for the time being. But they have the new version. And Venetian. That is the other location right now. And according to an article I read in... might have been Las Vegas Sun. There are going to be additional machines at Bellagio and Cosmo by the end of the month. So keep an eye out for those if you're interested. Having seen video on our Facebook group, it is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The horses have a little bit more natural. They look a little more like a horse would run. I particularly, and I think you feel the same way, like the cheesy old school nonsense of Sigma Derby, but I would probably try the Fortune Cup machines too. I think the gambling, the wagering options on Fortune Cup might be a little more advanced than Sigma Derby too, in terms of how you bet it. But, if anybody decides to play that in the next few weeks, please give us a call with a review. We would love to hear about your experience. All right. Another form of gaming that we took in that does not involve losing money at a rapid pace, although it could if you're into betting on things
mm-hmm.
unofficially. We played mini golf. We went to the new mini golf attraction at Bally's. It's called Twilight Zone Monster Mini Golf or something like that. And it's down in the lower level near the shops on the way to the monorail stop. It just opened at the end of the year. We played very quickly.
Yeah, we did.
It's 18 holes. It was $12 a person. And
I think it'd be fun with a group.
Yeah, it might be. It's like a, it's Twilight Zone themed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black light course. So there's like socks were all illuminated. It was moderately entertaining. I didn't think that the Twilight Zone themed art was necessarily all that impressive.
No.
There's just like a few things that are references to the show. It wasn't super captivating, but It was all right. If you're like really into Twilight Zone, it's not like you're, you go in there, you go, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember that episode. But it's not way tied into the show. When we started playing, one of the people who worked there said, are you fans of Twilight Zone? I'm like, yeah, sure. I guess. Oh, you're going to love this. It's a rather compact course. They pack all 18 holes into a relatively small area. Mm-hmm. We don't play a lot of mini golf.
No, we don't.
Because our relationship almost fell apart after an early date when we played mini golf, and it got a little too competitive. But, and so you weren't actually keeping score?
No, I wasn't.
Which I still don't believe.
I wasn't, I swear. I would just be happy if I could like make it under five shots.
Yeah, after five, you're supposed to lift it up and move to the other, move to the next hole. Which I did several times as well. I think it would have been closer than you think.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have
been. Most of mine were like, I don't think I ever did two, but a few of them I did three.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
It was decent. If you're into mini golf, if you're looking to pass a little bit of time, we rushed through it.
We did.
We were like not setting up our shots. We were like really flying.
We got through it
in, what, 15 minutes?
And part of it was like, okay, there are people behind us. I don't want to catch up.
They weren't that close. Yeah. It would have been fine. But
I think it felt that way because of the proximity, though.
Yes. Because there will be people playing next to you, but they might be two or three holes behind you. Mm-hmm. Would you say 15 minutes is right for what we played it in?
Yeah.
It would probably be more like a 25-minute experience for somebody playing at a normal rate of speed, or if you had more than two people. Mm-hmm. We were also not doing it right in terms of like alternating.
Yeah.
You would go, and then I would go. I would be kind of going behind you.
Yeah.
It was so. We were just trying to rush through. We were wanting to get a flavor for it, though. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun with a group of people.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be fun. We did it early in the morning before we'd really started having our beverages for the day.
True. It would be more fun if we were boozed up.
Mm-hmm.
They also have skee ball and arcade games within the facility down there. It's not a huge space, but I think it's 10,000 square feet. So they've got some stuff to do. And if you're looking for a little bit of a break from the casino, it might not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. I thought the employees were enthusiastic, but not like overly so. Like they weren't all up in your...
One of them gave you something.
A little, he said, hey, nice shot, because I like made this really difficult shot once. And he had this thing where you could get like a bracelet or a ring out of, it was made out of string that would glow in the dark.
Oh, fancy. Yeah. There were a few other golfers there. It was early in the day. It was before noon, wasn't it?
Before. It was like 10, wasn't it?
Well, that's the time they opened. So, yeah, it was around.
Yeah.
I knew it was early. A lot of employees, so apparently they must get busy later.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they're not going to last long, having that many employees and that few golfers.
Yeah.
I would say the survival of this place will depend entirely on marketing. I think if they give people a couple bucks off, if they were to include a coupon at check-in at Bally's and probably the other Caesars properties where, hey, you get a couple bucks off, they would probably do pretty well. If they're not doing that sort of promotion, then I don't know that this place will last real long.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun enough. If you're into mini golf, it's worth checking out.
Yeah. And our relationship survived.
It survived. I don't anticipate us doing it again, but I would do the Kiss mini golf, which we've been meaning to do for a long time. But when are we going to find ourselves at Rio? Unlikely.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for this week's trip stuff. We'll talk more next week with a bunch of restaurants and maybe a couple bars as well. And then, I don't know. I'm still not even ready to think. I'm still not ready to even think about next time.
Yeah.
Which two or three weeks out, that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Took a beat down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get there. That doesn't put me into any sort of panic mode because I know... I know. It just takes a little time.
Yeah.
Got to shake it off.
Yeah.
Got to walk it off. Rub some dirt on it. It'll get better. Something will trigger it, though. All of a sudden, one day, I'll be like, fuck, I need to get to Vegas. Yeah. So that'll be happening at some point.
Part of it is I have to be a little more...
conservative?
With my vacation time. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Not as much vacation time with the new gig, but that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got some good phone calls this week. Let's start it off with this young lady.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. My name is Brooke. I'm calling from Pennsylvania with a review of the Cromwell. My husband and I stayed in a parlor suite in mid-December. And, you know, we really loved the place. I would say it was like a 4.5 out of 5 star. review. I had a, the Parlor Suite had a wonderful, comfortable king-size bed, a really nice, kind of luxurious standalone tub. We enjoyed the steam shower and the bidet, not a Toto washlet, but a Neo Rest. Seemed really great to me. It was my first time with the bidet, and I was kind of persuaded that it was a pretty awesome amenity. So we did love the room. It had a full-sized refrigerator. One kind of small question mark for me was the use of space in there. They had a kind of, I don't know, ante room right when you opened the door, which had some couches and a TV, which was a second big flat screen TV. I don't know, an extra bathroom. It just kind of seemed like kind of separate space that for a single couple staying there just seemed like extra space you didn't need too much. That said, we love the common coffee machine that they have, two floors. I think we were on the sixth, and the coffee machines are on the fifth and seventh, and you can get an espresso, a latte. I mean, you know, nice, good, strong coffee in whatever form that you want. One slight drawback to the hotel is the housekeeping. It just seemed a little bit off. You know, we splurged on a nice suite, and, you know, we saw towels left behind, needed a few extra things that they didn't leave. Just a kind of a small drawback to an otherwise really great room and a great stay. The casino itself was super friendly. We loved the interlude bar with great drink service. I had the best espresso martini of the trip, which they would go brew an espresso for me and then like mix up a fresh espresso martini every morning, which was great. And even eat well, which I hadn't planned to eat food there, but I would say the croissants were quite good. So overall, a great stay, and I would totally recommend it and would go back. All right. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
Thank you for that review. Appreciate it. We haven't had any reviews of that particular room type at the Cromwell.
Mm-hmm.
We spent quite a bit of time there, as we mentioned last week, playing in the casino.
Yep.
Their bartenders are top-notch.
They are really good.
Really, really friendly, mm-hmm. attentive. One of the things that keeps me playing at that casino bar. So sorry you had a couple little glitches, but it sounds like overall your trip went pretty well. And that's good to hear.
Yeah, I'd like to stay there again sometime.
I have an update from our earlier discussion.
Yeah.
I texted Rose at Cosmo.
And?
I said, "Hi, Rose, do you miss me?" And she responded, "Back that up with some hardware and we'll talk," with an emoji of a wedding ring.
Whoa.
And then said, "Got another round in you? I'm just getting started," with a picture of a dancing lady. Reply, "Get weird to follow my lead." Should I continue this?
Sure.
All right. We're going to say get weird and see what Rose comes back with. All right. And while we wait for Rose's... Oh, she already responded. She said, "Look who's feeling fearless. Reply art tours, games, or events to get into something new." So we'll do games. This is captivating audio for the people mm-hmm. at home. In the meantime, we're going to play our next call. This is Alex.
Hey, guys. This is Alex from Orange County. Just calling with a quick trip report. We just spent 3 days from January 2nd through 5th in Vegas. We were comped at Vidara through MyVegas. Fucking loved it. I previously never would have stayed in a non-gaming property, but it was great. It was close enough, but far enough. The rooms were massive and well appointed, and the service was incredible. They have this new thing there. It's a robot called Fetch that delivers essentials like sort of mouthwash and shaving kits and whatever. And it's a robot. You call housekeeping, they deliver it to you. And we called it one day, and unfortunately, it took so long to deliver that we had to leave before we were able to take delivery. When we came back, it was there in our room. But we encountered this robot out in the hallway, and like, it had a display screen on its face, and it, we talked to it, and it excused us because it needed to make a delivery, and they were so new that the housekeepers that we talked to hadn't even seen one yet. But yeah, so they've got this robot delivering toiletries, and it's really cool. They're still refining the execution, obviously, but whatever. After that, my boyfriend and a couple of our close friends went in on a Christmas present for me. They got me 5 laps around a racetrack in a Ferrari at Exotics Racing up on the north side of town by the Motor Speedway. I've done it once before. I loved it. It was one of the best days of my life. These guys are consummate professionals. If you're even remotely interested in cars, you need to do it at least once. They have various driving packages, depending on the car, starting at between $200 and $500 for 5 laps. And I was doing the Ferrari 488 GTD, and it was a fucking riot. I topped out around 130. They have DVD packages, and they even if you have rudimentary experience, like, they will make a racing driver out of you. It's really, really cool.
I wonder how much it costs to drive a, like, 2013 Buick Lucerne at 5 miles below the speed limit.
That's free. You can do that anytime.
Oops. So that's worth checking out. After the next day, we went to the pub at Aria. They have a solid happy hour there. It's $6 for your choice of wine, beer, or well drinks. And they have a solid well. It includes Jameson. They have a decent poutine there. My mom is a traditionalist, so she's horrified by the, you know, the fried eggs and the duck and, you know, all the things that the hipster joints include in there. But they have a decent poutine. It was good. It was fine. And what else did we? We went to the Marvel exhibit at Treasure Island. We got a hookup for like 30% off from somebody on the Facebook group. His name escapes me, but thank you, whatever your name is. My traveling companions are hardcore Marvel nerds, so even though I heard it was going to be somewhat underwhelming, it was always going to happen. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it a lot. It's not something you should go out of your way from, but if you have kids or comic book nerds in your group, it's worth checking out. You know, get the deal on Travel Zoo. Don't pay full price, but it used to be based through this mobile app that would, like, navigate you through the exhibit. And it was interactive and shit. But in the words of the employee that I met the other day, they got rid of it because it was glitchy and everybody hated it. So now it's more of a guided tour kind of experience. They've still got interactive elements, but they got rid of the app element that was the cause of so many bad reviews. But we had a very nice time regardless, and the gift shop especially was worth checking out. You know, if you have any semblance of a comic book nerd in your life, you should check out the gift shop. Yeah, so we had a very nice time. It was a good trip, and I just want to wish everybody a happy and lucky 2018. I had a blast, and I hope you guys all will too. Bye.
All right, thanks for that report. Glad that you had a good trip. Interesting about the robots.
Yeah.
It would be weird if he wasn't there to take delivery, as he wasn't. And when he returned, the robot was in the room waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Here are your towels. Could get really creepy really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of creepy, I've been continuing my discussion with Rose.
And?
So I responded with games, choosing from those 3 options she gave. And she said, if you like playing games as much as me, then you're going to get a kick out of this. Reply, here are the 3 game options she's giving me. Kiss, Marry, Dis, which of course is a variation on Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Would You Rather, or 2 Truths and a Lie, and Bring Your Best Poker Face. So, of course, I'm going to do Kiss, Marry, Dis and see what this leads to during our next call from Rico.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's your friend Rico from Toronto. Just coming back from a 6-day wonderful trip in our favorite happy place, Las Vegas. The trip was, of course, fantastic. It came over the Christmas holidays. I usually come with my brother to celebrate my birthday, so we had a lot of fun. The theme of this trip was really showing support to Jose Andre for all the great stuff he's done to help the people of Puerto Rico and his other charities. So we made sure to check out Haleo and Bazaar Meat. Both restaurants, fantastic. First time going to Haleo. Been to Bazaar Meat several times. Haleo, of course, is mostly Spanish tapas, and the food and service was phenomenal at Cosmo. Also tried a new place in Cosmo called Zuma. It's a new Japanese restaurant. I think it replaced Komsa. Actually, it's in the old, I think, actually it's in the old art exhibit area. So it's pretty new. It's nice. I mean, it's pricey. Kind of your upscale Japanese restaurant. We had chicken steak and some sushi. Very good. But, again, it's a little pricey. They say it's family style. But, I mean, the portions weren't that big to really share among many people. So I would be it's a great place to go, but just be prepared. It is a little pricey. I had my first verbena at Chandelier Bar. It was awesome. Saw a Vegas Golden Knights game. Sat in the lower bowl. The seats were roomy and leg room. I'm a big guy, so I really enjoyed it. Of course, went to Carbone for my birthday. I called always about that place. That place is never bad. Always get the veal parmesan and leave room for their amazing carrot cake dessert. Fantastic. I also checked out Charlie's at the Wynn for lunch. I had a giant pretzel with the cheese. Can't complain there. And also did Tao. You know, same as it always been. They kind of get you in and out of that place really quickly. Food was great. I always recommend getting the sea bass skewers. And I think that's it. Leave them a little less money, but I gained a lot more weight. So, leave it Las Vegas. Until next time. Bye.
All right. Thank
awesome.
You, sir, for the
Happy
update.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday. Sorry we didn't run into you when we were there. I think our trips might overlap by a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that the lower level on Golden Knight seats are a little more roomier than where we were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for any future trips we might go to.
Yeah.
And sounds like
any
future
trips we might go to,
any future games we might go to, or trips. I'm distracted because I'm continuing my discussion here with Rose.
Oh, I'm yeah.
You can join in here too. So,
okay.
Rose responded to Kiss Mary Dis with "Everyone knows this one." Ready? Kiss Mary Dis. You get to do this. I Ryan do. Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Seacrest.
Well, Ryan Seacrest obviously dis.
Okay.
Let's see. Kiss Ryan Reynolds and marry Ryan Gosling because he just seems like he'd be more entertaining over the long haul.
Okay. I responded none. And she said, good choice. That reminds me, I need to find out when Ryan's visiting me next. Say actress to keep playing. So now I get to play. I said actress. And Rose responded, all right, here's a tough one. Kiss, marry, dis. Anna Kendrick, Emma Watson, Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh.
I'm going to go dis is going to be Emma Watson. Mm-hmm. Emma Thompson. That'd be an odd one to throw in there. Emma Watson's going to be dis. The other two, that's tough. As you know, I am a fan of both the others.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go kiss Jennifer Lawrence and marry Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on her Twitter feed alone?
Yeah, she's very entertaining. Jennifer Lawrence is very entertaining too, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think, I don't know, long term, she might be trouble.
Hmm.
She likes to swear a lot, though.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, that's the end of my interaction with Rose for now. I've enjoyed this. It's kind of nice that you can do that after the trip, too. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining. All right. Last caller of the week.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Marianne from Urban Country. It's been a while since I've called, but I, wanted to tell both of you have a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas. And B, just to give a short trip report of some of the things that I did back in November. The first is I did a lip-smacking foodie tour. I did that because I was with some friends who are not really Vegas people. They're not big gamblers, and they were going to be in Vegas for less than a day. But I really wanted to give them an overview of all the great places to eat in Vegas. This tour company goes to different restaurants in the Aria and the Cosmo. We did the boozy brunch tour, and we went to three different restaurants that were all in the Aria. The guy who led the tour sort of said for the dinner tour, they do five different restaurants that are in both the Aria and the Cosmo. Had three great different styles of breakfast. One was more of your typical buffet. One was at Bardot Brassier, where they served like 4-inch high French toast, which was amazing. And the last one was at Lemongrass, where they had some of their dim sum and also some of their desserts. One of the things I liked about the tour and one of the reasons I scheduled the tour was because one of my friends who was with me was actually pregnant, and so she really can't do any drinks at all. And at every single stop, they offer you both a mocktail, so a non-alcoholic version, and also a cocktail. And so she kind of got to kind of feel like she was fitting in with everybody, and got to sample some great foods along the way, too. The second thing that we did that was completely different, my husband and I later in the week went to stay at El Cortez, and we're losing our butts at the casino, and we ended up stopping into Axe Holes, which is the axe throwing place that's there in Neonopolis. Very entertaining. It was like $25 for me and $25 for him. They kind of show you how to throw the axes and show you some tricks shot. They don't serve any alcohol there at all. I think maybe some of the other axe throwing places do, but I'm not sure about that. But it was completely entertaining. There was no one else there. It was completely empty. So I don't know how long it's going to be around. But if you're ever losing badly in downtown along Fremont Street and you kind of want to slow things down, you know, it's kind of a fun thing to do. The last thing we did is we went to the Whiskey Attic and we did a whiskey tasting tour. We got there kind of around the Palms area in a little secluded building and walked in, and the guy introduced himself, and he opened up by saying, you know, people always ask me what's my favorite whiskey, and I always say it's whatever you enjoy, it's whatever you think is good. And we were like, oh, that's really nice, that's really cool. And so he asked us, where are you guys from? And we said, you know, Kentucky. And he said, bourbon sucks. And so we're like, okay. It just was not a good way to start off a tour with people you'd never met before. But he was kind of that sort of personality we were talking. Sorry.
Part two.
I was just talking about the Whiskey Addict, and I was just saying, you know, the whiskey was fine and everything. I think it was like $125 per person to taste five separate whiskeys. And the guy was just, he was just difficult to deal with. So I wouldn't suggest that for anybody. We're glad we did it and everything. But if anybody wants to taste five great whiskeys, my husband and I will be glad to just meet you at a bar somewhere, order five shots for you, order five shots for me, and you guys can pay the bartenders, and you'll get off cheaper and have just as much fun. So once again, I hope you guys have a happy holiday season, and we'll going back to Vegas at the end of January for a 40th birthday party and Super Bowl weekend, so we probably won't remember as much of that trip. So talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And if you have anything noteworthy from your January trip, please call back. Yeah, good report. We've pondered going to that axe throwing place and just haven't made it in there. I fear it might not be around long, but
yeah,
time will tell. And the foodie tour, we've had a few calls about that place, and it has gotten, I think the previous ones have been about downtown foodie tour from the same people, Lip Smacking Foodie Tours, and it's gotten good reviews as well. So if you're looking for something like that to do, look them up.
And it's nice that they offer the alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverage options.
Yeah, you know, the option to do a food tour within a single resort, that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of dig that. I don't know if we'd ever do it, but that's
especially if there's a resort where you haven't tried a lot of the restaurants, and that would be a good way to do it.
The guy who owns the place has been trying to get us to do this for a long time. I keep getting emails from him, but he'll be happy to hear that there was another review on the show. So there you go. Yeah, some good reports this week. Thank you to all of our callers. We appreciate it. Before we run, we have a few Karma donations to thank folks for, including Mike and Rebecca from Boston with a Karma donation before their MLK weekend trip. They said, thank you for all you do. We enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thank you
for listening, and I'm glad you like it. Vegas Macker, longtime listener and supporter of the show, with a Karma donation for Super Bowl weekend coming up in a few weeks. Don't want to forget, like Donnie Mac did. It worked last time and better work this time.
I hope that's
them's harsh words. I hope it does work for you. And he said, thanks for all you do. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your support. And finally, Dave in Calgary doing a solo trip on Sunday for 5 nights. It's minus 26 Celsius here. I think he's in Calgary. I'm like, I think he's in Canada. That would be where Calgary is.
Yeah, it is.
What does that translate to? Any idea?
I don't know.
I got nothing. He said, I imagine Minnesota ain't any better. You are correct, sir. Thank you for the entertaining banter. And Tim, thanks for never fully trashing weed or hockey, two of my favorite things. I enjoy both of them on occasion as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey more so than weed, but we did that again in Vegas. It was a different experience than last time. We'll talk about it next week a little bit. Anything else before we ramble?
Nope.
All right. As always, our website can be found at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us at 500@gmail.com if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions. And of course, on Twitter, we are 500 and Anita Martini. Our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, at 702-866-9494. Put it in your phone and call us from Vegas. Give us your observations. Give us your deepest Vegas thoughts. Share with us your ideas and your views of things. All right, we're going to go. Thanks, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.